Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is Walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Recently, I've had a lot of you girls who listen to the Uncommon Teen podcast write into me and talk to me about some of the things that you're walking through, some of the things that you're struggling with, and you feel like you don't have anybody to talk to. So this week, I want to talk specifically to those ladies listening to this who feel like they don't have hope. There is hope. You know, maybe there's a past pain that you've really been struggling with, or an addiction, or a relationship that you know is not honoring God. Whatever it is, I pray that this episode today will help you as you walk through those things and come out an overcomer. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you're saying, well, I don't really have anything that I'm walking through, I don't really have anything that I'm dealing with or struggling with, that is amazing. However, I encourage you to still listen into this episode because, one, you might be able to use this information to minister to somebody else who is struggling right now. Or two, my prayer is that it keeps you from ever having to step into those things where you're struggling or dealing with addictions or relationships that are not honoring God. And three, I know that some of the principles in this episode, even though you're not struggling, will really help you in multiple areas of your life. Sometimes, though, Christian teen girls are walking through challenges. And again, like I said, they feel like there's no one that they can talk to get help because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to be looked down on. They don't want to feel like they're the worst person on the face of this planet because many times they already feel that way. And maybe this is you. Maybe you've thought to yourself, why do I keep doing this? What is wrong with me? I want to stop, but I just can't. If you've ever said those things to yourself, this episode is specifically for you. God has you in this. And together with Him, you can be an overcomer. But ladies, change doesn't happen until you make a decision to change. You have to make the decision that I'm no longer letting this thing hold me back from being who it is that God has called me to be. When I think of overcomers in the Bible, there is one person that really comes to mind for me. And we find his story in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. From Galilee, Jesus returned to Jerusalem to observe one of the Jewish feasts. Inside the city near the sheep gate, there was a pool called, in Hebrew, Bethesda, surrounded by five covered porches, the paralyzed, the blind, and the crippled, all of them waiting for their healing. For an angel of God periodically descended into the pool to stir the waters. And the first one who stepped into that pool after the water was stirred would instantly be healed. Among the sick people lying there was a man who had been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there, he knew that the man had been crippled for a long time. And Jesus said to him, "Do you truly want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, there's no way I can get healed, for I have no one to lower me into the water when the angel comes. As soon as I try to crawl to the edge of the pool, someone else jumps in ahead of me." This man made excuses for why he could not be healed. Do you know why? It's because he saw himself on the inside as crippled. He saw that there was no hope for him. So he stayed stuck in his sickness because of the excuses that he was making. However, when Jesus met him and asked him the question, "Do you really want to be healed?" That was when the man, a light bulb moment went off inside of him, and he really did want to become healed. And so Jesus was able to heal him completely. The same thing can happen to you. I remember walking through the teen years of my life as some of the darkest years of my life. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel accepted. I hated who I was. I carried around so much pain because no matter where I looked, I could not find the one thing that I was missing in life, which was love. I carried around so much guilt. I carried around so much shame. I felt like I had to be perfect or I was a failure. And I was living my life as a failure because I was not anywhere close to being perfect. It wasn't until I met Jesus when I was 18 that I finally had a glimpse of hope. And I wish I could say in that moment that things got better after I gave my life to Jesus, but it didn't happen that way. I still had pain. I still had guilt. Even though I no longer had a love deficit, I still felt like a failure. Even though I had hope from knowing that God loved me, I didn't have hope when it came to believing that I would ever get rid of the pain and the shame that I was carrying around from the past. And it wasn't until a couple years later that I began to realize that since I'd given my life to Jesus, I was a new creation. I was no longer identified by my past. I could actually move forward, and praise God, I have. And the same thing goes for you. If you have given your life to Jesus, you are a new creation in Christ. That stuff has no power over you any longer. God wants you to be healed. You're no longer identified by the things that are holding you back. However, if you're going to change your life, you have to first change how you see yourself on the inside. Transformation comes from the inside out. I'm going to share with you 8 very important steps to take in order to overcome just about anything. This will help you if you have addictions. This will help you if you are in a relationship that is not honoring God. This can help you if you have past pains. God is good, ladies. He is so good. Number one, the very first thing that you need to do is grow in your walk with God. A relationship with Jesus is everything. It is key to your freedom. Philippians 3, 7 through 11, we see that the most important thing that we could do in life is truly get a revelation to really understand who Jesus is and how much he loves us. And we do that by putting God first in our day. A lot of times when we're dealing with addictions or we're dealing with relationships that are not good relationships or we're dealing with sins, a lot of times the first thing that we do is put God away. We don't pull out our Bibles anymore. We don't pray anymore. We don't go to church anymore. That is the first thing that we do. And the reason why is because the enemy is telling you that you're not good enough. There's nothing that you could do to measure up. And so we put God away. But ladies, that's the first thing that you need to do is get God back into your life. I encourage you, start the first 15 minutes of your morning with God. 15 minutes. If you have to wake up early, it's only 15 minutes earlier than you were waking up before. But take 5 minutes and read the Word of God. If you need a place to start in the book of Ephesians. And you'll see that most Bibles, there are little sections that each chapter is broken up into. Start there. Read a little section every day. For example, in Ephesians chapter 1, the first section is just verses 1 and 2. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may be thinking, what? Or you may be thinking, what can I get out of this? Great questions. Now, if you're a part of our summer Bible study, you may remember us going through these verses and actually how we found so much that we could pull out of those first 2 verses. So what you do after you're done reading it through the first time, you go back and ask yourself questions. What does it mean to be an apostle of Jesus Christ? What is the will of God? What does that mean? Or what is a saint? What does it mean to be faithful in Christ Jesus? What is grace? What is peace? And these are great questions that you can ask. And so when you go back through and you ask these questions to yourself, look up the answers. There is a great tool that you can use, BibleStudyTools.com. And you can click on the menu bar. And if you click on that bar, you click the word study. Then you can see there are dictionaries. You can go in there, and I like using the King James Dictionary. Then you type in the word and it tells you what it means. So I went back and I typed in the word apostle because I'm like, what is an apostle, right? And it means a messenger, one who has been sent. So when we go back and we read it, we're like, oh, Paul is a messenger of Jesus, and he was sent by God. Now that kind of makes it a little bit easier for us to understand. And then you continue to do this throughout the rest of the verses. And it really brings light to what the Bible says. And then after you spent 5 minutes in the Word of God, now talk to God for 5 minutes, like he's your friend. James 1:5 says that when you lack wisdom, all you have to do is ask God. So talk to God and say, I'm walking through this thing right now, and I know that you know this. Help me to overcome this. Help me to make the right decisions. Lord, I need your wisdom. and just talk to him like you would talk to a friend. And then for the last 5 minutes, spend time in praise and worship. If you do not yet have the Uncommenting app, you can download that at www.uncommentingapp.com. And there is a tab on there that says worship. You can click on that tab, and I have 10 worship songs that are great to worship to. Pick one of those songs and just spend time in worship to God. All right, number two, receive God's grace. 2 Peter 1, 2, and 3 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. Basically, what this is saying is when you get a revelation and understanding of God's grace for you, more grace and peace is multiplied to you. That word grace means joy, freedom, gifts, favor, and benefits. And his grace is getting what Jesus deserved. We don't get what we deserved. We get what Jesus deserves. And we get an understanding of God's grace for us. It brings more grace into our lives and peace. When you make a decision, ladies, to overcome whatever's holding you back, God will provide everything that you need in order to overcome it. You don't have to do this alone. Number three, see yourself as God sees you. When you give your life to Jesus, sin no longer has power over you. This doesn't mean that God takes away the ability for you to sin. That is not what that means at all. It just means it doesn't have power over you anymore. Romans 6, 12 through 14 says, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give into sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have a new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. When you start to see yourself as God sees you, and reading the book of Ephesians will show you some of the most amazing things that God says about you, you'll understand that sin no longer has power over you. And then number four, and we're going to end here for today. Next week, we'll pick back up with steps 5 through 8 on how you can become free from anything that's holding you back. Number four is renew your mind to the Word of God concerning the area that's holding you back. Psalm 119, 9 through 11 says, and this is David talking to God. He says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word, Lord. Ladies, this is how we overcome anything, by the word of God. Then verse 10 says, I seek you, Lord, with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Continue to seek him. Don't give up. If you miss a day, get your Bible back out the next day. But don't give up. Keep moving on. Then verse 11, and ladies, this is how you're able to seek God with your whole heart. He says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Ladies, it's so important. Speak the word of God over your life concerning whatever is holding you back. If it's fear, look up verses on trusting God and on peace. If it's looking at inappropriate websites online, look up verses on purity or integrity, and that's a great thing to do too if you know that you're in a relationship with somebody that is not honoring God. If it's cussing, look up verses on wholesome speech. The Bible has so much to say about your freedom. If you have an addiction, look at what the Bible says about freedom. And I also encourage you, if there are some addictions that you're walking through right now, or really any of these things, I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast episodes on secret sins, because they will really help you become free from anything that you're walking through. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, or she, so is he. Ladies, the only way that you can truly be free is to renew your mind to what God's word says about you. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to the word of God. We have to change what's in our heart by speaking and praying the word of God over our lives. Because ladies, your thoughts, the things that you think about, if we continue to think about the same things that we're thinking about now, they will lead to our imaginations. And our imaginations, that's like what we're seeing ourselves as. They will lead to strongholds. Strongholds are patterns of thinking. So if we are seeing ourselves in this sin, and we begin to imagine ourselves not ever becoming free from it, that leads to strongholds, patterns of thinking that always lead us down that same road, which lead to actions. Ladies, change your thoughts and line them up with the Bible, and you will find that your actions will eventually line up with the Bible as well. If you want freedom, that's how you get it. All right, ladies, as I said, we're going to finish steps 5 through 8 next week, but I really hope that this helps you. If you are walking through some things, put this in place. Start to do this today. And even if you're not walking through anything, do these things because it will help you too, I promise. God is so good and His word is so good. All right, ladies, so as we say each week, I want you to repeat after me and I want you to really, truly believe it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, so real quick before we go, the doors to our group coaching program are currently open, but they will be closing next Friday, August 26th, so that I can be sure to get your welcome packets to you in the mail before we get started. And let me tell you, you are not going to want to miss out on these welcome packets. They are pretty awesome. Just to give you a little clue of what's in there, there is an exclusive Uncommon Teen t-shirt that you can only get if you were in these group coaching programs. Plus, it opens up the door to something even better later on that I can't tell you about right now. But there's also a notebook that's specifically designed for you with your name on it. There's canvas art in there. There's all kinds of fun things in there. So you are not going to want to miss this. If you are interested in learning more about life coaching to see, is it right for you? I don't want you to miss out. Just do these three things. Number one, tell your parents how excited you are about group coaching. Then, number two, with your parents, go to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says Life Coaching. Or you can go to the Uncommon Teen website, www.uncommonteen.com, and click on the tab Coaching there. Then, after you are there, have them click on the tab that says Let's Chat and schedule a call with me today to see if Life Coaching is right for you. I so look forward to meeting both you and your parents on that call. All right, ladies, have an amazing day, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.